The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Mike Platania. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up this week, GRTC is finalizing a short list of potential locations for a new transfer station. Where are they looking to build?
They're looking primarily in the heart of downtown Richmond. So last year, GRTC opened its bus transfer station right next to the Circuit Court building downtown. But the idea from the get-go was for it to be temporary. They've got a 4 or 5 year lease on the lot, which the city owns, and they're planning to eventually move the transfer station somewhere else downtown, and they want it to be a part of a bigger mixed-use development. So last week they announced a few of the sites that they're looking for. It includes the a surface lot right next to the Carpenter Theater off East Gray Street, the perhaps infamous Dominion Energy pit where they imploded the office tower back in 2020, and also the public safety building, which is adjacent to their current transfer station. Public safety building is also notable because it's where VCU Health had been planning to build that office high-rise. That deal fell apart. VCU has still kind of got one eye on the site, and now evidently GRTC does as well. It'll be very interesting to see where they end up going.
And Virginia Rep is facing an age discrimination suit. Tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, so last year, the Virginia Repertory Theater's longtime managing director, Phil Whiteway, was sacked, and he is now suing the very organization he helped co-found back in 1975. He's alleging that he was forced out due to his age, and he's claiming that it was a violation of the Federal Age Discrimination and Employment Act. He's alleging that the organization's board, quote, generally engages in a pattern of being more favorable to younger employees and treating older employees poorly. These are all charges that Virginia Rep has denied in a statement. They haven't formally responded in court yet. Whiteway is seeking to be reinstated back into the organization, so we'll be following this one closely. There has not been a trial date yet set, though.
And downtown, the branch building on Main Street is going up for auction. Who's selling it and why?
Yeah, it's a firm called Hem & Spire. They're out of North Carolina, kind of a smaller investor developer. They picked up the branch building back in January of 2020. So the branch building, in my opinion, a beautiful old office building. It's at about 10th and Main Street downtown, six stories, and dates back to the 1860s. They bought it with the plans to modernize it for new office tenants. Obviously, COVID arrived about 2 months after they closed on it, immediately made pulling off that project a lot more difficult. So now Hem & Spire is punting on it, and they are putting it up for auction. The directors at Hem & Spire told me that it would be eligible for historic tax credits. It has a floor plan that they said could easily be converted into apartments or condos. Not very often are office buildings put up for auction in Richmond. Even rarer are those that get auctioned for reasons unrelated to bankruptcies or foreclosures. So we'll see what happens. Auction's set for February 20th, and we'll be following that very closely.
And finally this week, the stable market at Lily Mill is welcoming a new resident who's setting up shop.
Yeah, it's the folks behind Yellow Umbrella Provisions. So Stables Market, it opened right in the middle of Libby Mill about 3 years ago as an offshoot from the Stables on Belmont, the popular Museum District restaurant. And the owner of the Stables, Stephen Gooch, he recently sold off the Franklin Inn, another restaurant that he had owned in Museum District, and now he's sold off the Stables to the folks behind Yellow Umbrella. It's a pair of brothers, Thomas and Tucker Brown. They took over Yellow Umbrella a few years ago. They've been pretty busy. They're the same folks that bought Bluebee Cider's property in Scott's Addition. They're turning that into a restaurant and market. It sounds like their plans for the Stables, which they're going to put under the Yellow Umbrella name, will be very similar to their Patterson Avenue location. It won't have the full fishmonger and butcher shop aspect to it, but should be interesting to see when they open up over there.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Mike Platania from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.